Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, March 11th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Bradley Cooper. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we delve into the captivating corners of Wikipedia to bring you stories about the people, places, and phenomena shaping our world. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're shining the spotlight on a man who has taken on a kaleidoscope of roles, from a troublemaking teacher in The Hangover to a raccoon with an attitude in Guardians of the Galaxy. That's right, we're talking about none other than Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper is an American actor and filmmaker whose name became synonymous with versatility and raw talent in Hollywood. His journey from a student of acting to one of the industry's most sought-after leading men is nothing short of a cinematic adventure in itself. So grab your popcorn, because this is going to be quite the story. Born on January 5, 1975 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Bradley Charles Cooper had humble beginnings. His interest in acting sprouted early on, but it took shape when he enrolled in the Honors English program at Georgetown University. There, he acted with a local theater group called Nomadic Theater. After graduating with an English degree, Cooper knew his passion lay in performing, so he headed to the Actor Studio Drama School in New York City. He gained his master's degree in fine arts, and during this time, made his first television debut with a guest role in Sex and the City. His early career was a mix of TV appearances and supporting roles in films. Remember Wet Hot American Summer? It's hard to believe that the suave Bradley we know today was once playing a preppy, eccentric camp counselor. But everyone has to start somewhere, and Cooper's perseverance paid off. His breakout role came in 2005 with the TV series Alias, where he played a journalist friend of the protagonist, Sidney Bristow. However, it was the 2009 stupendous hit The Hangover that catapulted him to international fame. Cooper's portrayal of Phil, the ringleader of a bachelor party gone wrong, showcased his ability to balance humor and charm, leading to two sequels. Did you ever see that film and expect him to become the dramatic powerhouse he is today? It just goes to show that versatility can sometimes be hidden beneath a character's smirking exterior. Yet, it wasn't just broad comedy that displayed Cooper's range. In 2012, he took on a more challenging role in Silver Linings Playbook, a film that explores mental illness and recovery. His performance earned him his first Academy Award nomination for Best Actor. Now, for our listeners, think about this. Have you ever had that moment when you saw an actor in a completely different light? Cooper's role in this film did just that for many, turning heads for his ability to navigate the complex emotional landscape of his character. This transition marked the beginning of a series of remarkable performances, with Cooper earning Oscar nods for his work in American Hustle and American Sniper. But perhaps one of the most fascinating transformations came in his role as Chris Kyle, a Navy SEAL sniper. To prepare, Cooper underwent intense physical training to gain 40 pounds of muscle. Have you ever committed to something so fully that it changed you not just mentally, but physically? This dedication is a telling sign of Cooper's devotion to his craft. Moreover, Cooper's talents aren't limited to acting. He ventured into directing with the 2018 blockbuster A Star is Born. Not only did he direct and star in the film, but he also contributed to the writing and production of its music, including the hit song Shallow. The film earned 8 Academy Award nominations, including Best Picture, and 1 for Best Original Song. How many of you were moved by that film? It's evidence of how storytelling, when done right, can resonate with so many people. Away from the screen, Bradley Cooper is known for his philanthropy. He supports organizations like LEAP, which helps people with cancer, and he's an advocate for mental health awareness. It's a reminder that the impact of public figures can reach far beyond their professional achievements. Now, let's talk about influence. Cooper's influence in Hollywood has been recognized by Time magazine, which named him one of the 100 most influential people in the world. His journey highlights the power of evolution, from being tagged a comedic actor to becoming a well-rounded artist respected for his depth and directorial vision. Listeners, in what ways have you seen your own perceptions evolve over time, whether it's about others or even about yourselves? So there we have it, a glimpse into the life and career of Bradley Cooper, a man who has captivated audiences with his diverse performances and charisma. Whether he's voicing Rocket Raccoon or navigating the tightrope of mental health on screen, he continues to surprise and engage us. Before we wrap up, let's leave with a call to action. I want to invite you all to think about a film or performance that's left a lasting impression on you, something that perhaps changed your perspective or ignited a new interest. Share your thoughts with us, and let's keep the conversation going. Visit the article on Bradley Cooper to learn more and delve deeper into the details of his life that we've only briefly touched upon today. Thank you for tuning into Wikipedia. I'm Alloy, and I hope today's episode has given you a new appreciation for the roller coaster ride that is Bradley Cooper's career. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Bradley Cooper. Thanks for listening. See you next time.